Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for March 29th, 2024. Good Friday of the Lord's Passion. Invitation to Intimacy. From the Gospel of John, chapter 18. Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to where there was a garden, into which he and his disciples entered. Judas, his betrayer, also knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas got a band of soldiers and guards from the chief priests and the Pharisees, and went there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, knowing everything that was going to happen to him, went out and said to them, "Whom are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." He said to them, "I am." Judas's betrayer was also with them. When he said to them, "I am," they turned away and fell to the ground. So he again asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." This was to fulfill what he had said, "I have not lost any of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its scabbard. Shall I not drink the cup that my Father gave me?" So the band of soldiers, the tribune, and the Jewish guards seized Jesus, bound him, and brought him to Annas first. He was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had counseled the Jews that it was better that one man should die rather than the people. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Now the other disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered the courtyard of the high priest with Jesus. But Peter stood at the gate outside. So the other disciple, the acquaintance of the high priest, went out and spoke to the gatekeeper and brought Peter in. Then the maid who was the gatekeeper said to Peter, "You are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the guards were standing around a charcoal fire that they had made, because it was cold, and were warming themselves. Peter was also standing there, keeping warm. The high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken publicly to the world. I have always taught in a synagogue or in the temple area, where all the Jews gather, and in secret I have said nothing. Why ask me? Ask those who heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said this, one of the temple guards standing there struck Jesus and said, "Is this the way you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing there keeping warm. And they said to him, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the one whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Again Peter denied it. And immediately the cock crowed. Introductory prayer. Lord Jesus, Good Friday is the day when you conquered sin by your death on the cross. You showed your mercy to be indestructible. The more the offense is thrown against you, the greater the forgiveness that came from your sacred heart. Thank you, Lord, for your humble, generous gift of yourself amidst such terrible suffering. I wish to accompany you closely today in your passion. I wish to know you and to follow you more closely all the days of my life. Petition. Lord, convince my heart that you truly died out of personal love for me. First reflection, the affirmation. I am. These are the courageous words of Christ before the cohort of soldiers sent to apprehend him in the Garden of Gethsemane. They are the same words that God used to describe himself to Moses on Mount Sinai. They are the words that have been used in Christian thought to refer to the Creator of all existing things. They are words in which Christ recognizes and proclaims his divinity before the soldiers. For this reason, they turned around and fell to the ground. As we meditate on Christ's passion, let us remember his divinity. He is my God, and he is my Savior. Second reflection, the denial. I am not. These words of Peter stand in stark contrast to the words proclaiming Christ's divinity. We could say that they represent all that is weak and fragile in man, expressed through the mouth of St. Peter. Unlike Christ in the garden, Peter stands by a warm fire and responds to a young servant girl. He denies being a follower of Christ and, in doing so, confirms his own weakness and his need for God's grace and mercy. We should identify with Peter and recognize our need for Christ's sacrifice. When am I not? When do I let my human fragility get the better of me and pull me down? What do I need to do to avoid the pitfalls in my life and be a more faithful follower of Christ? Third reflection, out of love for me. This gospel scene juxtaposes Peter's denial and Christ's sentence to death. Even though Christ's death would have happened without Peter's denial, what was its effect on our Lord? Jesus was dying for Peter and all people in order to save us from our sins. Peter's lack of faith and love did not change that. But when he turned again and believed, he recognized that Jesus had done it all for him, and from then on, he proclaimed it far and wide. May the Lord help us to realize that Christ sees all of our actions, and they either console him or add to the pain of so many infidelities. We need to work steadily to build a second nature within ourselves, so that in moments of temptation, our heart turns first to Jesus, considers the offense we might cause him, and then our will kicks in to reject doing wrong and thus please our Lord and Savior. Conversation with Christ. Lord Jesus, as I contemplate your loving self-giving on Good Friday, I ask you to fill my heart with a deeper knowledge and love of you. All of my infidelities and weaknesses contribute to what you have suffered. You did it out of love for me and for each one of my brothers and sisters. Thank you. Resolution. I resolve to ask for the personal experience of Christ's love today, especially when considering his passion and death.
For more resources, visit regnumchristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.